This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 93.5 The Tap, I'm James Kelly. With about a million Wisconsin kids on winter break, the holidays are meant to be a jolly time for families. But for young people already in crisis, routine changes can make them especially vulnerable to mental health challenges. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
The latest data shows more than half of kids surveyed say they're dealing with anxiety, and a third have recently felt hopeless. In last year's Youth Risk Behavior Survey, 3 in 10 Wisconsin students reported they've experienced some sort of mental health challenge in the last year, and about 1 in 5 had considered suicide. Psychologist Megan Kanya says these symptoms don't always look like sadness. Sometimes they look like conflict.
All of a sudden, they go from being a really easygoing kid to all of a sudden, they are arguing, they're talking back, they're refusing to do schoolwork. There may be a lot of school avoidance or refusal. They may have stopped doing chores. They may be having trouble getting out of bed.
The Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health began its work more than 10 years ago. And in that time, they've seen a 42% increase in depression among young people. Mental health professionals say disruption in routine, like over the holidays when there's no school, can exacerbate struggles. Providers often see seasonal spikes in anxiety and depression between Thanksgiving and New Year's. Kenya says how parents talk to kids and young adults about mental health issues really matters.
Our goal in treatment and even our goal in assessing it is never to call anxiety bad or negative. Anxiety is meant to keep us safe. There are still things that within our anxiety system or within that warning system that are effective and help motivate us.
She encourages families to help kids build what she calls distress tolerance, learning to stay grounded when emotions run high. And for anyone struggling, help is available 24/7 through the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. You can call or text 988. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has launched a new online resource aimed at helping residents interpret drinking water lab test results of samples taken from their private wells. According to a press release, the Be Well Informed online tool allows residents to upload test results they received from certified laboratories. The program will then generate a report that explains the test results and provides additional educational resources to private well owners. DNR officials say their goal is to help private well owners make more informed decisions to address any issues with their drinking water. There are over 800,000 private wells in the state, providing drinking water for about 25% of Wisconsinites. Addressing things like PFAS and nitrate contamination in those private wells has been a major focus for the DNR over recent years, as the agency seeks to ensure everyone can access safe drinking water. DNR officials are also encouraging private well owners to test their drinking water at least once a year, or if there's any changes in taste, odor, or color of the water. AARP Wisconsin officials are calling on state lawmakers to pass legislation limiting the use of cryptocurrency kiosks. According to a WXPR report, agency officials say there are now hundreds of the cryptocurrency kiosks across the state. They work similar to a typical ATM, but instead of receiving cash from the kiosks, residents can deposit cash to be converted into cryptocurrency. The agency is pushing for legislation that limits daily transactions through the machines, caps the fees that the kiosk operators can charge, and requires receipts for users. Additionally, AARP Wisconsin officials are working to reduce the use of cryptocurrency kiosks in scams, especially those targeting the older population in the state. Scammers often use the machines to target older residents who may not understand how the machines work. In addition to limiting the amount of money that could be lost due to a cryptocurrency scam, the agency is also pushing for legislation that would allow the victims of a scam to receive refunds from the kiosk operators. 17 other states have passed similar legislation. Eau Claire will play host for the 2026 Wisconsin State Competition of the National Civics Bee this spring. According to a press release from the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce, the event will take place on May 9th at South Middle School in Eau Claire. The competition is open to students in grades 6 through 8, and any students interested in participating can submit a short essay on a local community issue through an online portal until February 3rd. The winner of the event will go on to represent Wisconsin at the National Civics Bee in Washington, D.C. next fall. The Augusta Community Cupboard is looking for some community support as it collects food donations throughout the holiday season. According to organization officials, the food donations are being collected under 3 decorated trees at Augusta City Hall. They're asking for donations of non-perishable food items under the trees through the end of December. Residents can also make monetary donations, which can be left with the city clerk during business hours or placed in the night drop. The city of Eau Claire is reminding residents that free sand is available ahead of snowstorms during the winter. According to a press release, city of Eau Claire residents can access the sand at no cost, 24 hours a day, at the central maintenance facility on Forest Street. There is a limit of 1 5-gallon pail of sand per resident. Any residents looking to acquire the sand must also bring their own shovel and container to pick it up. Sand is commonly spread on sidewalks in the winter to reduce the risk of pedestrians slipping and falling due to icy conditions. Amazon is sharing additional details about a newly planned delivery station in the city of Menominee. The company plans to build their new last-mile delivery station in the North Industrial Park neighborhood of the city. Company officials say the site will provide 100 direct jobs, mostly part-time but with some full-time leadership positions, as well as speed-up package deliveries in the area. Construction on the 100,000-square-foot facility is expected to begin before the end of the year, and packages could be delivered from the site by the end of 2026. For 93.5 The Tap, I'm James Kelly. For the latest news, go to thetap.fm.
An easy win for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin beat Central Michigan 88-61 at the Kohl Center in Madison. Badgers guard John Blackwell did not play, recovering from an injury. So Hayden Jones, a 6'6" freshman from New Zealand, got his first start. When did he learn he'd be playing?
Yeah, so found out like 40 minutes before the game. Didn't really know what was happening until the lead up. Kind of knew JB was going to be so-so, but I was ready. Obviously had a bit of nerves going into it, but once got in there, it was just another game of basketball.
Jones finished with 6 points, 4 rebounds. NBA, the Bucks in Indiana to take on the Pacers. NFL, Jordan Love in the concussion protocol after taking that shot to the helmet against the Bears. Left guard Aaron Banks.
What's the flag they called on that roughing the passer? I just don't get how guys get kicked out of game for taunting, but if you hit a quarterback late in the head, that has to be reevaluated. I think that's ridiculous.
That's Packers left guard Aaron Banks with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid 30s by midday, and then temperatures are going to drop into the 20s by late afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, will drop into the upper teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.